You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL number 226, reviewing Torchwood Miracle Day Episode 5, The Categories of Life. It's taken me a while to mull over Categories of Life. Part of it was the surprise, if not shock, of Vera Juarez's quick exit from Miracle Day in one of the shortest Torchwood team member tenures ever. Arlene Tur's performance in the role was excellent. She was believably authoritative, and she had a quick wit. Her character's arc was compelling also, from revolutionizing emergency care to watching with horror as her approach morphed into a way to categorize humanity for as long as the miracle lasts. It's not fair that Vera has to burn for that. And coffee packet-waving Ianto Jones fans will tell you about the hazards of removing a good character from the story. But that's life, and death, and undeath in Torchwood for you. With the fifth episode, Torchwood Miracle Day has really brought the harsh. The rise of crematoria in the U.S. and Wales marks the end of the transition from building a dystopia to entering one. Once again, like Children of Earth, the writers have set Torchwood against the system. There's a big difference here, though, and I find myself wavering in my enjoyment of this series because of it. There was a clear alien antagonist in Children of Earth, the 456, even though the human governments were also threats. We're still waiting for an antagonist in Miracle Day. Torchwood isn't fighting a foe, they're still trying to discover the foe. The mystery is unfolding. But I want Torchwood to start fighting back against something, someone, not bob and weave against agencies and pharmaceutical companies. Because right now, many of us are living in circumstances beyond our control, whether it's struggling with a lousy economy and job market, or shuttering the windows due to riots around the corner, we find ourselves with no obvious solution and no real response other than to muddle through as best as we can. The bigger-than-life Torchwood organization has been reduced, pretty much, to us, albeit with some whizzier contact lenses, and they're muddling through and taking some nasty losses along the way. Now, I don't ask for shiny, happy, fluffy in all of my entertainment. Pure escapism and Torchwood don't go together. The mixture of dark realism with points of humor has been this series' strength. But Lord, I don't want to have to wait until episode 10 for Torchwood to get a win, any win. For that matter, I'm ready to see who they're up against. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for... what day is today? Oh, it's the 10th of August. Find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes, where you can leave a review if you'd be so kind. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, and coming up in a couple of days, another time dilation edition of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast as we meet the Doctor Who Fan Orchestra. Catch you then.